This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 29. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Psalms, chapter 39, verse 7. Psalms 39, 7. It says there, "And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you." End of quote. Pablo Neruda, a Nobel Prize winning Chilean poet diplomat, said this, "You can cut all the flowers, but you cannot keep spring from coming." End of quote. David's life thrived and prospered because of his consistent and steadfast hope in the Lord God. No wonder he bounced back from the most heinous sin and the crime he committed, blossomed again, and fulfilled God's plan and purposes for his life. He knew the Lord God in heaven can help him, even in severe sufferings that were caused by his own personal sins against the Lord. The secret was he confessed his sins in repentance and sought the Lord for his help. Today's insight says, "And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you." End of quote. You see the lifeline and the life energy of David in this verse. One time he was so depressed with his enemy King Saul, and he said to Jonathan, his trusted friend, these words, "Surely as the Lord lives and as you live, there is only a step between me and death." End of quote. 1 Samuel 20 verse 3c. He thought he was in face to face with death, and there was no way of escape from the hands of his enemy. David wept bitterly with Jonathan and departed his loving family and friends to several hiding places to hide from King Saul, the anointed future king of Israel, who was the victim of jealousy and wrath, did not even have food to eat, and he had to beg bread from Ahimelech. He asked to Ahimelech, "Give me 5 loaves of bread, or whatever you can find." End of quote. 1 Samuel 21 verse 3. Even in the midst of the shadows of death, David placed his hope in God. He wrote in the book of Psalms 39 verse 4, "Lord, make me know my end, and what is the measure of my days, that I may know how frail I am." End of quote. New King James Version. Another translation, NLT, says, "Lord, remind me how brief my time on earth will be. Remind me that my days are numbered, how fleeting my life is." End of quote. Dearly beloved, do you know how frail you are and how fleeting your life is? Several weeks ago, while I was driving in a highway, 2 men in the motorbike flashed by me with hard and loud sounds. They were riding their bikes at a very high speed. After a few moments, I saw flashing lights way ahead of me. Both men were taken to eternity in the flash of a moment. Did they know how frail they were? Did they know how fleeting their lives were? The first question came to my mind was this: were they saved by the love and the grace of Lord Jesus Christ, who gave his life as a ransom for them? Have they received the forgiveness of their sins and shortcomings from God? Bible says in the same Psalm 39 verses 5 to 7, it says, "You have made my life no longer than the width of my hand. My entire lifetime is just a moment to you. At best, each of us is but a breath. We are merely moving shadows, and all our busy rushing ends in nothing. We heap up wealth, not knowing who will spend it." End of quote. After describing the brevity and the uncertainty of our life, David penned the words of today's insights. It said, "And so, Lord, where do I put my hope? My only hope is in you." End of quote. My dearly beloved, you may be faced with enemies, or perhaps you may be struggling with the resources to pay your bills and to eat food. Alternatively, you may be faced with the reality of death ahead of you. No matter what you face, you would enjoy the quietness and calmness in your heart if you have Jesus Christ as your shepherd. Jesus is the good shepherd who can carry you through all the different valley experiences of your life. Even in the shadow of the valley of death, you will fear no evil because the Lord Jesus is with you to take you safely to heaven. Even in that final journey of death, His rod and staffs comfort you. Dear one, can you say to God today, "My only hope is in you"? If you cannot, or if you are not sure, may I suggest you to invite the Good Shepherd, Jesus Christ, into your life, who can guide, direct you in all your valley experiences, including the moment of your last breath from this earth. Friend, settle your frailty and brevity with the eternal God today, who loves you and offers you salvation and eternal life in and through His Son, Jesus Christ. Death does not need to be a terror experience. Death can be a peaceful and restful experience because the Lord Jesus paid in full all your sins with His divine and sinless blood, and He is with you all the way through. If you have Jesus Christ in your life, He is going to be with you no matter what. He will provide you with all His comforts, heavenly comforts, into your hearts. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, my only hope is in you, Lord. My hope is found only in the person and work of Jesus Christ, your Son, who died in my place for all of my sins, shortcomings, iniquities. I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and Lord today. Father, I confess my sins and I pray to restore me in your mercy and kindness. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.